Speaking of something else we walked away from in the Biden administration was actually being tough on Iran when it came to sanctions. I appreciate the maximum pressure strategy that President Trump has gone back to. I'd like to ask you, what more can we be doing as we see us place pressure on the Ayatollah, who is no friend of the United States of America, and as we see what he is doing to the citizens of his own country and the streets, what more can we be doing to make sure that we are placing the pressure that we need to on the greatest state sponsor of terrorism, and that is the Ayatollah and Iran?
Well, what we can do at Treasury and what we have done is created a dollar shortage in the country. At a speech at the Economic Club of New York in March, I outlined the strategy. It came to a swift and I would say grand culmination in December when one of the largest banks in Iran went under. There was a run on the bank. The central bank had to print money. The Iranian currency went into free fall, inflation exploded, and hence we have seen the Iranian people out on the street. We will continue monitoring all the partners, all the Iranian partners. The good news, Senator, is that we have seen, and we can see it with our fencing, we have seen the Iranian leadership wiring money out of the country like crazy. So the rats are leaving the ship. And that is a good sign that they know the end may be near.